Father, we thank you this morning for your love, for your grace upon us. We exalt you, for you are the Lord and you will never change. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We bless you. We honor you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. You are good. You are kind. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord Jesus. You are the Lord and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you. We bow before you, O Lord. We exalt you. Lord, we say you are good and you are kind. For your faithfulness, for your mercy, for your grace. Father, we exalt you. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt your name. We bow before you, O Lord. We say you are God and you are God all by yourself. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your name. We honor you this day, Lord. We bless your name. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 5th of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. The Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I return to the presence of the Lord this morning and I receive strength for the day. I receive blessings for this day. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. For his banner over me is mercy. His banner over me is love. I take prophetic stand over you this day. I declare by the word of the Lord, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Oh, who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. I take prophetic stand over you this day. I declare that the gate of blessing of this day open unto me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every demonic agenda over my day. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the evil one, any plan of the evil one over my life, you will not stand. In the name of Jesus, every enterprise of the wicked over me, they will not prosper in their enterprise. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the wicked is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, this day you are a day of favor for me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every agenda of the wicked over me. Every agenda of the enemy over me, you are canceled. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. Any weapon that is put together in this day to stand against me, I declare that you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, you will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, every tongue that professes evil over me, oh, I condemn you. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the mercy of the Lord is my portion. The favor of the Lord is portion. I cancel every demonic reality. I cancel you. Every reality of darkness over this day, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I walk in the grace of the Lord. I walk in the light of the Holy Spirit. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I will not walk into trap. I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. I will not walk in perversion. I will not walk into error. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord directs my path. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar that is raised into this day to stand against me, in the name of Jesus, I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I declare that my life is covered with the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord is my covering. As I go today, I go with the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I go with the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare every demonic reality from the dream that want to manifest, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual wickedness in high places, I subdue you in the name name of the Lord Jesus. I go today in the strength of the Lord. I declare the blessings of the Lord over my day. My day is blessed in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord becomes my reality. I walk in the light of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I say it again, my day is blessed. I walk in the favor of the Lord. My day is blessed. The Lord command his blessing upon my day. My going out is blessed and my coming in is blessed in the name of Jesus. The works of my hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord Jesus. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. My hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare today the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. I assess the provision of God for me today in the name of Jesus. I will not be little to the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I grew deeper in my relationship with him and I grew upward in the name of Jesus. For I am planted in the house of the Lord. I am planted in the presence of the Lord. I am planted in the court of the Lord. I am the garden of the Lord. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me. I am the garden of the Lord. I am watered from his presence in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to present this nation to the hand of the Lord. And I want you to pray this morning. The Lord, have mercy upon Nigeria. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon this land. In the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon this nation. In the name of Jesus. Nigeria must not fall. This nation must not fall, O God. Father, have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus. You would disappoint the enterprise of the wicked over this nation. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we call upon you. Have mercy upon Nigeria. Have mercy upon this nation. In the name of Jesus. We're present this nation before you, Lord. Father, mercy. Lord, mercy. Lord, mercy. From the north to the south, from the west to the east, Lord, mercy. In the name of Jesus, we take Nigeria for the Lord. Violence shall no more be heard in our land. In the name of Jesus, our borders are claimed unto the Lord. Father, mercy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for mercy. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy speak over this nation. Arise, O God, for your blood that is shed concerning this nation. Arise, O God, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitation of cruelty. Father, you will expose the wicked. You will put them to shame. You will disappoint their enterprise. In the name of Jesus, their shame will become everlasting. You will disappoint them in the name of Jesus. And Lord will present all the prayer requests that has been sent unto you. Lord, we lift them up unto you. Father, by mercy, Lord, your mercy will speak over them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your mercy will speak over them. You will crush the hand of the enemy. You will stop the hand of sickness in the name of Jesus. You will stop the attack of the evil one in the name of Jesus. The altar of sickness you will pull down in the name of Jesus. Let your hand of power, let it come upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we stand upon your word. Every attack of the enemy, you will cancel them in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, and fight for your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I've been saying this since the first day of this month of March. This is the season to pray, to go on your knee and present before the Lord. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the dark places, darkness of this world. Beloved, you need to pray. Anyone that tells you that anything that surrounds you is ordinary is deceiving you. Anyone that tells you that whatever happens out of the ordinary or happens out of natural circumstance, they are deceiving you. Rise up and pray. This is the time for you to therefore stand. This is the season to pray. This is the season to call out unto the Lord. The Lord strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Yes, we are going to pray today as well. Psalm 121. Verse 1 and verse 2, our anchor scripture. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I want you to pray this morning and ask for the help of the Lord. This is what the Spirit of the Lord laid upon my heart that we should pray for. That there are some of us that we are in a system that is closed against helping people. The system is designed to extract people, to squeeze them out. And the Lord is saying that we should pray and ask for great help that would defeat such system. We are going to be praying from the book of Psalm 38 verse 22. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. I want you to call up unto the Lord. Father, help in the midst of scarcity. Lord, you will give unto me. Help from the presence of the Lord. When there is no one to turn to, when you get to a place that is strange, you know no man except to turn to God. Great help, divine help for your destiny. Turn to the Lord and ask, Father, help me. In the name of Jesus, make haste, O Lord, to arise for my help. In the name of Jesus. I want you to take time and look at the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. Start reading from verse 8 to verse 14. The scripture spoke about the widow of Zarephath. She got help in the midst of scarcity. She got help in a system that is so scarce that there is nothing that a mother would think of preparing a last meal for herself and her son just to eat and die. That was the system that she was in at that time. But the Lord God sent help unto her. And this is the word of prophecy that was given to her. And I want you to hold on to this. This has become a word for me and my household. I want you to hold on unto it as well. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of your meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. As for you, the help of the Lord is upon you. Even in this cursed situation, I prophesy this unto your life by the word of the Lord. The barrel of your meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of your oil fail. There will always be food on your table and bread in your house in the name of Jesus. It will not be said of you that there is no help for you from the Lord. Whoever gather and says that the system is shut down, that there is no place for you, there is no help for you in that system. The Lord God open up the system and turn the system to an agent of help for you in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray for those of you that you know you are in a system that holds no help for no man. I want you to pray that as for me, such system you will open up unto me in the name of Jesus. I receive great help for my destiny. I receive great help in a closed system, in a system that will not open up ordinarily. I receive great help in the name of Jesus. The Lord send help unto me this season. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray and tell the Lord that I receive help that defeats every closed system. Help that is beyond me, that is beyond any man, that is beyond the reach of any man. If it's within the capacity of men, they might decide to close the door, but it is compelled by the hand of the Lord. They have no choice. The system has to open up. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy help that defeats every closed system. I receive help from the Lord that defeats every closed system. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy all the benefits of God's help. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy all the benefit of God's help in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning in the name of Jesus. The Lord help you in the name of Jesus. The Lord arise for your help in the name of Jesus. Every system that presents itself as a closed system is opened unto you. You enjoy the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord send help unto you in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord give you peace that passes all human understanding in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful time and enjoy the grace of God.